Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another sextabulous episode of Naturally Unbothered. This is part two of Raw and Respectful. Enjoy.
I definitely think the younger generation is more open than like our generation of people. And I think when it comes to people of black people, we can be very behind sexually experimenting and being open on things. And I think that has to do with the culture and how we was raised.
Yeah, because everything used to make your hands fall out, your hair fall off. Don't do that. Like,
well,
tell y'all, traumatized. You step on a crack, you fuck your mama up for the rest of her life. Like, we had so many situations, so much stuff we could not do. Like, everything was detrimental to somebody that you love if you did something that you was gonna like.
Good girls don't do that.
I think
good girls don't fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm. So I think that as a black man, you're raised to be this strong creature that you don't want to admit to compromising vulnerable situations.
Yeah.
And that's probably the most vulnerable situation a man can be in with his woman.
But it's very vulnerable.
And it's probably going to be the greatest feeling he's ever felt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess to answer your question, my legs have been cocked back.
I love that. Cocked back. Back.
And there it is.
I heard you. Now, that's too much. Cocked back is a whole nother something else.
Okay.
Back. Yeah, that's a whole nother. That's something else. Now. We didn't say that. Thrown back.
Cock back
don't get you fucked.
Cock back is a little aggression with it. Like,
I see how y'all got me to admit that.
Thank you for playing.
I
appreciate the honesty because you own your shit. You own it. That's the thing that I love about myself. I own, if I say it, do it, I own it. If I have to apologize, if not, but I fully own it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it just to cater to the crowd. It's going to be what it's going to be with me.
I got a question.
All right.
Can I ask a question before we go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does a gay man hunt? How do you know if a guy is gay or straight?
This is going to be a hot segment. I don't have the gaydar thing. I don't have it.
Wow.
That's the transparency right there. I honestly do
you
not.
You just be aimlessly walking around this world until somebody hit on you.
I don't have it. I've never had it. And I'd be shocked when I find out that some people are gay. I'm like, what?
For me, Terrence, I'm scary as fuck when it comes to shit like that. Like, I don't, like, if you ain't out on the gay strip, I ain't really, like, fucking with you because people is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to end up shot up or dead because I think you attractive or anything like that. So I don't be playing around.
Yeah.
But some things have happened in my life. You know, like, I was at the gas station minding my business. I just wanted to get 15 on pump 3. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this dude came up to me. No, he was over in the next pump. And so he was asking me something, worse something. And I was like, oh, you know, down there somewhere. I turned back around. So I turned back around. He's still there. So I'm like, and he was like, you fuck around? And I was like,
you was getting me.
I'm like, this is a setup. They trying to kill me. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, what? He was like, And I'm like,
you're such a hardcore. You're such a hardcore.
Like, nothing like that has ever happened to me before. So I'm scared, but I'm a little excited. I'm like, so, anyways, we end up fucking around or whatever. But
clearly.
Typically, I don't be fucking like, there are gays who have fascinations, like that's their thing. Like they want like a straight acting DL man, a man that's married and stuff. Like that's not my cup of tea or whatever, because I want a motherfucker to myself. I don't have time for your wife and shit. You know, I want to take you out and show me off and shit like that. And motherfuckers who's DL and straight, they, you know, they ain't finna do that. Those are for the whores like Vic. He loves everything. I am a classy gay. I'm a classy, wholesome gay. there are like a lot who has fascination with like that's what they like, they want to try to turn a man out or whatever.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, that's dangerous, and I'm scary. Give me a gay motherfucker and I'm okay. Like, so, but yeah,
that right. So Karen
left. Oh, I thought that was too much gayness for you.
No.
Absolutely not.
So you have a toy for us?
Actually, because I wish I had known that Victor was going to really kind of expound on the prostate gland. This month, September, is National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And so towards that end, what I wanted to do is kind of bring some things that kind of gave a nod to that. And so I'm more kind of promoting lubes and toys and things like that. We know that you want to have a cock ring or performance ring or whatever you want to call it. But for women whose men are finally have gotten a device that's going to give them a little bit more lift, this is called Deeply Love You. It's a throat enhancing spray. I hate this part. So this is going to help you give better head. So if you are that person who does a little bit of gagging, this is going to be great for you. Can't see that.
Hey, I might need that.
All right. Then
did somebody say gagging?
Gagging.
Does she come back?
Does it know the gagging
to help you avoid gagging? Is that what gives you?
Absolutely. And what I like about this, it relaxes your throat. So if you want a deep throat or you want to just kind of get as much dick in your throat as possible or in your mouth and your throat, this Deeply Love You. God, dog it. I hate this. There you go. It's going to help you get as much girth
as you
can get.
Huh? Say what flavor is it?
This one is going to be your cinnamon roll. I like spicy stuff. I like spicy. This one is your ultra thick hybrid because here we go again. Damn. This is an ultra thick hybrid by Sensuva. This flavor is strawberry. And what I like about this is if he's finally kind of, yay, I finally got an erection, you want to be able to stroke him off well. And if you're giving him head, this combined with this are two great tools. Because this is going to give you a good flavor. This goes in the back of your throat, and this is a strawberry, so you'll be on top of that head much longer than you would normally be.
Does it help with lockjaw? I get lockjaw.
What I'll do is next time I'm on, I'll have some products that are good to kind of help with the lockjaw.
Oh, okay? Please, Karen.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I be having trouble down there.
Yeah.
You swallow a telephone pole. How are you now?
Not the telephone pole.
No, like, I really get lockjaw and I be like it's an issue for me. Like,
yep, because he won't come.
That's
what happens if you have someone who won't come. One of the performance rings. Oh, he's coming. But if you want him to come faster, then you want to make sure you got that tied off, one of the performance rings around the testicles, and then that you stroking him off with this. You got your Sensuva. God damn it.
You know, I have never understood that cock ring thing. It just looks so painful.
It's not. It's really, really
it's not.
It's really not. It depends.
It's not.
There are different. There are different kinds of rings for different men. The ones that I'm really promoting now, because it's National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, go either around the balls and around the penis, so you can kind of mm-hmm. loop it in that way,
yep.
or you can just loop it around
that's
the penis.
The one.
And that one
I
is
my prostate check.
Absolutely. And for those people,
come on, I'll check you.
But then you can have a prostate toy that stimulates your prostate gland, to Vic's point. And that helps improve your prostate health. That is so important, because you don't want to be 42 great and have a great erection now, and 5 years from now, your penis has no power and no pop. Yeah. Mm. So really important. So
I'm going to have to push you on to the side.
Yep. So if you're having problems urinating frequency at night, if you are straining to urinate, if you have any blood in your urine or in your semen, or you're just basically not able to have an erection, those are some signs that you really need to get your prostate checked.
Is that usually like age, like older, or it can happen, it's happening young? I just went and got my
colonoscopy.
So they're wanting you to do it earlier, and things are coming earlier, but they told me everything was clean as a whistle. They said clean as a whistle.
That shit was clean after they gave you all
I wanted them to give me some of that on the regular, baby, because that would come in handy.
You can get it at Walgreens. They have it at Walgreens.
Definitely. So, Corey, the reason why it's getting... Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah, it's like $1.25 at Walgreens.
Yeah. The reason why they're doing it younger now, if you have any cancers in your family, if you're anyone, a mother has breast cancer, cervix cancer, any kind of cancer in your family, mother or father, it's important that men get their prostate checked sooner than later. Okay, and I'll leave it at that.
I was dealing with a thing of colitis, so uh-huh. I had to get it or whatever, but they were saying that they do want men to go get it earlier, and so men are always worried about it. And I'm like, I didn't even know nothing was going. I woke up. That was the best sleep of my life. I was like, okay.
Growing up, it was the older gentleman that had to be more concerned about prostate cancer.
Around your age?
And now it's anyone. So you have young people dying from prostate cancer or contracting it, you know, and it's got a lot to do with, I think, these things that they're adding to foods.
Definitely has a lot to do with nutrition and diet.
Eating that chicken,
preservatives.
I'm telling y'all.
Yeah. Definitely. I just had some chicken wings yesterday.
Processed foods will definitely add to that. Definitely. You said something else, but I forgot. So, oh well.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing, Karen.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, where can we get that?
Actually, you can get that from me at the Pleasure Collection, or you can DM me at Wink Blink Flirt. And also, too, one of the things we're talking about for those people who tune into Midlife Must, I'm taking $10 off the bundle, because this comes as a bundle. And I'll be also throwing in another product that goes with this. I'll probably throw in one of those smaller cock rings.
Okay. And
also, hey, he like his legs cocked back. So
I don't want to step on the cocking back.
And also, you guys, you can get Victor's book on Amazon.com. Just when you thought you knew me, Victor L. Carrington. So go to Amazon and order my boy's book, and we'll put that on there on the thing or whatever.
Yes. Yes. And now it's time for some say my name.
If she can pull her weight.
Ew.
Oh, you guys. Been battling all day. If you guys could see our chats.
I can imagine.
If you could just see them. Because the foolishness that happened today, did somebody just
right, out of nowhere, does somebody just chose to be belligerent and vulgar?
They chose violence today.
Somebody chose violence today. On little old modest, shy, mild-mannered me.
No, ma'am.
Somebody did that.
No, ma'am.
Anyway, let me get to this. Dear Corey,
Oh my God, they right there for me, Lord Jesus. Put the spotlight on me, baby. Oh,
wait a minute. It's officially official.
Officially official. Since you become a show regular, I'll pose my question to you. I'm a single gay man with penis issues. My penis is smaller than average. I guess. I am unable to please partners, so most of the time I wear a sleeve to appear larger. But I want someone to love me for me. How can I just slip them this regular D without the sleeve? I'm tired of being in the sleeve. Please help.
A sleeve is what's put over the penis to give it a little bit more girth and a little bit more length. It can be put on like a strap on, or it can just, usually it's more of a
looks like a condom, but it's like a little it's thicker.
And it depends upon how old they are. It can be more of I don't want to say neoprene, but it's that kind of softer, or it can be a plasticky, one of the softer plastics. So that's what the sleeve is.
But do they get the same sensation and feeling with the sleeve?
He's not going to get the sensation with the sleeve. Yeah, his partner might, depending upon the texture and what the material.
So he mostly sees his partner.
Yeah. So it's like a strap on. It goes on like a strap on.
Fake out. That's what he's
doing. Yeah. Well, if he's got to put it on and you get hit with that leather, it's not a fake out.
It's leather?
It's
plastic. And he has to put it on like a condom, but it's like thicker than a condom.
Oh, it's a fake out.
Because he can go on.
He's giving you reason to think that he's like that. It's a fake out.
Yeah, and it can't go on like a strap on.
Y'all worried about the toy. This the man trying to get help.
Okay,
we didn't even get the story.
I guess I'm different because I just feel like be your authentic self. If you know you
have Ebony, did they say Corey or Victor?
Corey, but he the guest, and the guests always go first.
Oh my God, I don't. What did they say, Ebony?
It was definitely Corey.
Okay, that's what I thought. Hold on. Hold on, one of my fans. I want to see what a sleeve is. I'm so sorry. I'm not up to this terminology. What is this called? A penis sleeve?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm so sorry you're going through this.
Hey, we gotta follow up to the sleeve.
So bewildered at this.
You're bewildered.
Oh my God. I don't even know. Bamboo. Oh, so this thing here? Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you guys can see this.
Okay, so
you want to know, what do you want to know?
How he can fuck without the sleeve. How
does he get someone to love him for his tiny, well, I don't say tiny, for his diminutive penis, his less than bigger his penis.
Challenge.
He gotta be a bottom, always.
Just little Billy.
So, okay.
Nobody want a little dick. I know that for sure. Don't nobody want a little dick.
No, there are women out there. Let me tell you. So, y'all know I like porn and stuff. There are categories where people like small dicks and penises. There is a guy that I follow. He likes being humiliated about his dick. He like people to be like, look at you with that little dick. And like, they'll... And people, these guys would be saying this, that little small little dick, look at it, look at it. And like, he will like start like coming, like this turns him off.
Oh my God.
So.
He just tag him when this airs.
Oh, yeah.
He probably came just from you saying that.
Okay, but no, like he loves being humiliated. He loves it. So I feel like you need to find your tribe. There is someone that will love your small PP.
Okay, with that advice, Corey, how does he tell someone, hi, my name is Little Dick Larry.
Don't leave that.
To date him.
Don't leave well, that. I don't know if you would come out and say that.
The money you, up, buddy.
Well, how is Little Dick Larry supposed to say this to potential?
I don't feel like you say it like, hi, I'm Little Dick Larry.
Listen, it's almost like you don't go and leave with your bank account balance. You don't, you say something.
You don't leave with your what?
You don't
bank
leave with
account.
Your, if I meet somebody, I'm like, oh, I got $5,000 in the bank. You don't leave with that. So don't leave. Have a small penis, you know, save some for the mystery.
But
wait, now that's bamboozle. Now you done got he done saved something for the mystery, and y'all done got back to the place, and then he pop out with a little pop out.
That means he's got to exploit his other skills.
Let me tell you this. Years ago, when I lived in North Carolina, there was this guy who I thought he was a bottom because he was quite feminine. But he was like, you know, I like you, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay. So we just talked and talked and talked. And then I went home to Philly for the holiday. And that Sex and the City 2 movie came out. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there watching that scene. And when that hot tub scene came up, I got just this bother. So I called him and I said, I'm coming home early. I want the dick. I'm coming home early. And I went home early and we got together. That's when the Robin Thicke CD, that when he came up with Blurred Lines, that had just come. He put that CD on. It played all the way through and halfway again before he came the first time. And he had a small piece. But when I left up out of that, I was wrong.
That's small. That is winding and winding.
He knew what he was doing. He knew how to do this. So that person have to identify their shortcomings that may be shortcomings to others.
But I'm bummed.
No pun intended.
Did you feel respected, though? Did you
I was so disrespected. No, I was disrespected because when he took his clothes off, it was like a dimmer light, and I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be one." But by the time
I know my sister April probably would have fought him.
I was like, "Wait a minute.
Hey." She would have felt that shit like, what is this?
Oh, that dude I follow for the love probably would have exploded.
He asked me, he said, are you ready for me to come? I was like, yes, please. Yes, please. I was done.
No, wow. I think he need to find his tribe. You need to find guys that are into...
Well, find Victor, because Victor clearly don't mind.
No, Victor is a size queen. He is not gonna be okay with that. You need to find people that
he was just okay with it. He was just left row a few minutes ago.
That was a one-time thing. He said he wants somebody to love him. Victor would not love him because he has, as my friends say, is gay dudes with like no walls. He calls it a bucket of water. He's like, it's just like going through a bucket of water. Vic has a bucket of water. He is not going to be okay with that. You need to find a tribe who likes...
He said he's beyond fluid.
Yeah, who likes who likes little dicks, small dicks, or whatever, and that will be okay with it. You may want to try Asian men.
Excuse me. I got to speak up for them. I've had one of them, and his was not little.
But they are accustomed to it.
Well, he was a Pacific Islander. Is that the same thing?
There you go. No, but no, you need to.
They're not Korean.
They're not Asian.
Let me just
the rock.
Let me
okay. You're right.
Let me just.
Cat Williams said, "Pick a side and just stay there."
Let me just offer some clarity just for a little bit. I didn't go into that situation wanting a small penis. That is what I got when I...
And you worked with what you got.
But he forced me to work with it. And yeah, I went back for seconds. This was a Monday. I went back for seconds on Wednesday.
Second helping, huh? All right. I like when people show up for leftovers or warmed over or
okay, it wasn't too bad. Yeah, find you a tribe, sir. Find you a tribe who's okay with that and just go
Say my name response in the history of the podcast.
Terrence haven't even responded. So Terrence,
you are such a hater.
What's your response?
No one writes into you. Oh my God.
He didn't write into me. He wasn't talking to me. I can't answer that question. I don't think I have those issues, so I can't answer that.
April, what's your response?
We know April responds.
Listen, I need April to respond.
I suggest surgery or
damn.
That doesn't always work out well.
I mean, I for sure don't like a small dick. I can't work with it. I'm not fucking with you. You're going to be lost in space. There's nothing that can happen for you.
Did she put a K on space?
But I understand women like that. One of my friends in Atlanta right now, which I don't understand. I love her to pieces. But she do not like men giving her oral sex. And she has this guy.
Talked about that.
That he has the smallest penis. He don't satisfy her. But he's everything in every other way. He's financially successful. He takes care of her. Looks out for her, you know, kids. But she says she don't like him to go down on her. She don't like nobody going down on her. And she said he has a small penis. And I'm just like.
That's for sugar daddy.
Girl, you got to work that out. Like, you better work him out. Get you still.
Oh, Miss Seeley, you a virgin then. She's still a virgin.
Okay, so wait. She don't like her pussy eight, and she don't... And he got a small dick?
And he got a little dick.
But he's got a big wallet. He's got a big wallet.
He is rich.
That's what he's got. He's got a little penis.
So she's going to cheat.
Oh, yeah.
That bitch is cheating.
Or she got a lot of toys.
Ain't no toys.
Or she like girls.
Okay, guys, okay. It's time.
But why she don't like her pussy eight, though?
I don't know.
Who don't like their pussy eight?
She might not want like her pussy eight by him.
Then that's just not a requirement. That may not be a requirement to get the dick. I mean, to get the pussy. Some women don't. You ain't got to eat this. You got to eat this before you... stick this or whatever the saying is. A lot of women aren't like
that. You got to lick it before you stick it.
For Corey's person, one thing that he can possibly get is a bath mate. A bath mate is a tool that will help elongate as well as give more girth to a penis. So if someone's working with something like that, bath mate, you can use in the shower and you pump it and it kind of gives a stroking kind of sensation and gives your penis more volume. Yes. So it's a bath mate pump. It's fairly, it tends to be a little more expensive. They start at like $159 and they go up to like $200, $300, $400, depending upon the size of your penis and the girth of your penis.
That's not expensive. The core spend it every weekend at Babylon.
Okay.
But how long that lasts though? You like gotta pump it up and go straight to fucking, you gotta eat them?
Corey, how long does that take?
Oh, Corey.
I'm not an expertise at the pump. Bitch.
Okay. Bitch. I have a question. Oh wait, are we done with you say my name? Because I had a question the verses, but not verses. Okay, so
raw and respectful.
Raw. Ooh. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is raw or respectful.
Let's see.
Probably neither.
Oh shit. Okay, my battery's gonna die in a minute. Uh-oh. Since we've been going, let's take a 30-second break.
We'll be right back after these messages. So my friend, just do something with that, and I don't know.
Oh, that bitch hung up already. That bitch hung up. He's no longer on the line. You took that. My name was forever.
He's on the line. Oh, not really.
No, there was a person on the line. I'm being funny.
I know. I was like.
I'm sorry, my listeners.
That'll be the last one you get read on there.
You gonna change the name when they write in? You gonna change it to your name?
Well, it's already. I don't have to read their letter.
Corey.
Okay, shot time.
Oh, okay.
And then no, we'll hop right back in with my question.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. This is a question. That I can pose. So we all know that I had a weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there are no names that have been disclosed, but I had a pretty good weekend.
Okay.
So this question I thought, and it may be better.
We're taking.
I'm sorry, what?
We was taking the shot. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, shit, we ain't took ours.
I'm behind in my
shot. Okay, the weekend. Let's go.
Okay, bitch. I can't say one word, but it's a whole lot of other ones I can say.
Okay.
Just don't say it, because it's going so great.
I am.
You're doing so good. I'm so proud of you.
Okay, so gays versus the straights. And this is gay girls, if we had more, bi gays, us gays, those gays, and straights. So, gay boys, do you guys have toys that you keep at your spot to maneuver with your partners as they come over?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the reason that is because as good as the prostate feel when it's being touched and massaged, that is a muscle. And I don't give him the privilege of opening me up. I open myself up first, because sometimes men can be so rude and disrespectful. They just want to go right in. Mm-mm. Because what they don't know is by that being a muscle, it has happened and it will clamp down on the penis. And if it clamps down and he doesn't get his nerves relaxed enough to unclamp it, they gonna go to the emergency room and stretch it together.
Oh.
That's almost like dogs that lock up.
Known that to happen when I lived in Virginia. There was this down low man and his drag queen, we called him drag queens back then, named Donna. And they were having sex and they ended up getting locked together. They could not get unlocked and they messed around. The ambulance had to come get them. It's a small town. They called everybody and told everybody. They came to the ambulance on their stretcher together, bags over their heads. And it was embarrassing for them because the dude was.
I didn't know humans locked up.
Bags
wasn't
over their
heads. Wasn't he like a pastor or like something, somebody influential in that community?
No, this was. Yeah, this is
a scandal in there somewhere.
Right.
That by that being a muscle.
I'm going to turn that into a book.
So you know you'll start a goddamn rumor in a minute.
Yeah, that muscle shocks. If it's a tattoo is shocked and it will clamp down. And okay. You will be in a lot of pain. Because he's
so that's an allowable thing.
That's why women call y'all dogs.
But no, remember there was this video of this Jamaican guy. And LaCour, you may remember this video because we all shared it.
What's his name?
His wife caught him with this gay dude. And I think, I don't know if he clamped down or they gave him crazy glue or something, but something happened and he clamped down. They had to be pulled out of the house.
Crazy glue. They were
all on camera and everything. It was ugly.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I have never really been into toys that much. I am starting to get into toys and experiment. So I am liking to introduce toys and things like that. So for me, it's a new experience.
Okay. So, which is great. But the thing is, you're okay with going to visit someone and he pulls out a toy. It is okay. Let me talk on a straight. we females normally, in my experience, don't go. That most men don't have toys for women.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, a single dude, he hanging out, and y'all hanging out, and all of a sudden he pull out a toy.
Burnt corn.
Whoa. He doesn't have toys to play with you or play with him.
To play with me.
Oh,
he
may
have his own set of toys. But I had a weekend, and somehow our conversation went to, because I have a full segment. Masturbation that we talk about right here on the show, that we know that I'm very active with myself.
very
active with myself.
Masturbation. Very overactive.
I got some toys for you, girl.
Yeah. Oh, and I can't wait to find out more about them. Okay, so because of this, he let me know that he brought a toy for us to play with on vacation.
Oh, I like him already, baby.
For real.
We get booed out with toys.
But, you know, at first I was like, well, damn. You know, my initial thought was like, that's the same toy that you're using with someone else. And then, of course, I thought different. Like, of course, it's the same dick you use with somebody else, too. So, but I know that we as straight women would have a problem with, like, I'm not playing with no toy that you play with some other woman.
I don't even think that's a straight woman thing, because I'm that way. Like, well, I don't like for my partners to use toys on me. My female partners, like, as far as like a strap on, if you want to use something that vibrates or sucks, okay. But like, I don't allow them to penetrate me with a toy. But I'm such a hypocrite because I'm going to penetrate you. you know, I'm a hypocrite. I say all the time.
Oh, I'm very hypocritical.
But then the other thing with that is, why would you use toys on one person that you use on another? I wouldn't be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
But you use condoms.
No, I buy them their own toy. And when we break up, I send it with them. That's yours.
It's like
you deal with it.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if the toy was brand new or not, because I immediately let him know that I brought my own toy. So we didn't even, however, he did pull out some flavored lube that was not, he didn't have to pop the top on it. So it had been used before.
Why does that matter?
But why does that matter? None of that matters.
But I'm saying that the lube has been used and the toy has probably been used too.
No, but he was just feels like she wasn't around long. There's still something left.
Exactly. A real gentleman brings a new toy to each encounter.
Right.
You know, depending if he knows that he's got his go-to toy, unless you're in a standing relationship, that's y'all's toy. But otherwise,
it's in a recession. Some people in a recession.
This is the motherfucking toy I like. And yeah, I do get on Darnell and them. And there you need go. To bend over.
No!
And,
no!
I think I
would have
been with them, but I thought that it was a good question for our segment. Had I not
it's a great
toy
question
that I pulled out, I just have to pull my shit out before he could pull his shit out. So his shit wasn't needed, but I'm sure I would have been down, but would we? Shari, you wouldn't have been down. Oh, no, maybe.
No, that's what I'm saying, because Burnt Corn was like that. Burnt Corn had his own little toy drawer. And I was like, bruh, no. Like, I ordered toys since I knew he liked them. I ordered toys for myself because he had a drawer for. I was like, ah, hell no. So, yes.
Wait, I have a quick question. How many of you guys actually buy toy cleaner? Because a toy cleaner is okay, exactly. Because if toy cleaner versus dial under the. No, that's just not going to be the same. So, I think that it's protocol, right? No? To get a toy.
I mean, the name is I'm fucking the same dick that's been in somebody else. How am I tripping about a toy that can be washed just like it's dick in?
What she said.
Plastic holes.
It's a mental. I've never even thought about that aspect of it. I am new to the toy world, so maybe I don't know the toy protocols and things like that. I just thought everybody was okay.
Sorry, with, said, I like what I like. You gonna get this toy the way you gonna get this toy.
But I don't know if this matters, but I don't like I put condoms on the toys.
So I do that too.
I don't know if that's the right thing to do, or
it sounds pretty safe. It's not raw. So,
it's raw, but it's not disrespectful. I wouldn't have even thought about that, April. Like, I wouldn't even thought about that. I would have been like, come on. The only thing I would say is good to go.
If it's a stainless toy, you're good to go, April.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a mental thing, simulators anyway. So I take the regular dick, but my clit now, she goes fast.
Why am I here, Jesus?
I love it.
Ebony. Okay, so we're gonna let everybody tell everyone how people can follow them at this point, and we're gonna wrap this show up. So, Terrence.
Hey, I'm Terrence. You can follow me on Terrence Whitehorn on Facebook or Terrence33 on Instagram, or at Who Cooked the Food on Instagram.
Who cooked the food?
And I own a food truck.
Whitehorn.
I own a food truck.
In OKC.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Oh, we gotta go to the food.
What kind of food? What kind of food?
Whatever you want. It's called Who Cooked the Food.
So we can order what we want.
Where are you located?
Why are you saying that sexily?
Did I?
So we can order her. Yeah, he said that so sexually. So we can order what we want.
He said, is Terrence on the menu?
I did not say all that. I was just...
You did. I think everybody felt that.
Pause.
Where is Terrence located?
Excuse me?
Where are you located, Terrence?
I generally do bookings. So you have to follow me on social media to see where I'm at. I'm in Oklahoma City.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
All right.
Victor, where can the people find you?
So they can find me on Amazon at Victor Carrington. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Victor L. Carrington. And probably over the Chorus House eating. Because he cooks for me all
raw and respectful.
No, we don't do raw.
Oh, but y'all do respectable?
Respectable.
All rubber. We
definitely respectable.
Raw and respectful.
All right, Karen. Tell everybody.
You can find me to buy toys at the Pleasure Collection, and I'll be selling toys this season on Instagram. And I'll also be, you can find me on at Wink Blink Flirt. And for those people who are in midlife, that's from 40 to 65. I have a new podcast coming up called Midlife Must. And the ladies, the crew of Naturally Unbothered will be joining me tomorrow on, and we will be doing live until it gets a little raw and respectful. And then we're going to go over to record it. That'll be on Wink Blink Flirt. At 9:35. Yay. And we will be talking about toys.
Definitely. All right, Ebony, you ready to take us out? We thank you guys all for being here. We appreciate y'all. Corey, what a great segment.
This was
and
fun.
A great Say My Name.
Awesome. Good night.
Good night. Good show.
Good night. Go ahead.
You can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Please leave us a message. We welcome the feedback. Show this and Ebonites. You know how I love your advice requests. So keep them coming. So the next time you write anything into Corey, it will not be read. So don't bother writing into him. Thank you.
There's some haters in the house.
You're here for me. Listen on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We're everywhere. Make sure you watch us on YouTube. You subscribe, you rate, you leave a review, and select the notification button so that you know every Thursday we upload new episodes. We have new content. Please, if you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, please visit www.naturallyunbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com. Corey has on a tea. Shari has on a tea. We have shot glasses. I've been drinking out of one all night. Okay. So please, let's get to it. Hey, if y'all don't tell anybody anything else, if you don't talk to very many people, I know you know about one or two hoes in your life. Please. Tell your hoe-ass friends to tell their hoe-ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered. And I did not forget, we do have a phone number for pictures, for questions, emails. Dick pics. If you want to put the... I got a picture last week and the man had the strap on for his face.
Oh, the chin strap.
The chin strap. I was like, Jesus, but I'm here for it. So I'm seeing what y'all gonna send. But y'all got to send 205-308-8304. That is 205-308-8304. Please tell your horse friends to tell their horse friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
Until next time, everybody. Right. We'll see y'all. Thank y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.